Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Indeed, the independent wrestling podcast. Some would say it's the best independent wrestling podcast
ever.
Ever. Maybe. Nah, I don't know. But again, it's me, Mike Hamley, here to talk some independent wrestling with my wonderful co-host, Righteous Reg. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty great. It's your boy, your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster, Righteous Reg, right said Red, right said Reg, all the names you could come up with. King of Cinema, very excited to be here today. We got a very special couple of guests here. We never, in professional wrestling, in all aspects, from the mainstream to the indies, to the very bottom or whatever you want to call that, tag team wrestling is never discussed enough. It's never talked about enough. It's never seen enough. And here on Indeed, we want to pay respect to tag team wrestling today. So, Mike, who's our super special tag team guest we have that's dominating the tag team ranks right now?
Only one of the most consistent and hottest tag teams in all of independent wrestling right now. Got Ringleader Midas and Jay Lyon, both members of the main eventer here. How's it going, guys? Thank you for joining us.
Man. Thanks for the nice words and welcome. It's a pleasure to be here, man. To be honest, I'm ready to go. Lyon, how you feeling?
He's like in the midst of driving and parking, so he's like in and out right now.
Come on, man. What's get it up, together. Man? You're making us look bad.
He's not on the phone and driving, you know. The main event promotes safe road habits.
Look at that. Yeah. See, there's something to this.
There we go. But thank you again for joining us. We've been really looking forward to having like some tag team discussion on here, but it's cool to get actually both members of the tag team to be able to sit down and join us and hear both sides of everything, like which one of you is the mad scientist that puts together all the crazy double team shit?
To be fair, that's both of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice mix. Sometimes I have my days, sometimes I have my weeks, and then sometimes when I'm not mentally there, he has his days and he has his weeks, and sometimes it's just really, it's really all the time a collaborative effort. Like, there is no stronger, like, out of the two of us. Like, it's pretty even.
Have you always both been, like, creatives like this, or does learning from under the tree of an innovator like Amazing Red kind of kickstart that sort of a process?
For me personally, I wasn't this creative. Like, maybe like when I was thinking about becoming a wrestler, I thought I was creative, and then when I joined wrestling, it wasn't creative at all. And Red really unlocked that creativity key. And then I think Lion and I just fed off each other's energy. Like, there was stuff, there's things that I'm creative about that he's like, oh, wow, I never saw it from that point of view. And then there's things that he's creative about that I'm like, oh, wow, I never saw it from that point of view. And then we put our creativity together, and it's just created this big old mess of this circus thing called the main event.
You definitely got the innovation on lock. I think, you know, being a dedicated tag team, I'm sure, lends to that as well. But when you guys get in there with like someone like Best Bros and get to show it off like from both sides, that match was crazy. I'm waiting for the Bang Bros match. That's got to happen sometime.
Oh man,
I need that one.
I think we need it too. I've seen those guys kill it with Miracle when we first went to Black Label Pro, and I was like, oh man, whenever we do come back, that's the match that we want, because I just, and Lion can attest to this, like, I love finding real tag teams, and I love finding creative tag teams like that that you could just mesh and gel with. And just so many ideas come to mind already when I watch them the first time. I was like, oh yeah, if this ever happens, yes sir.
I heard Black Label Pro, I heard Innovation. Shout out to the Bang Bros.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I think that's funny. That says something, that those keywords like automatically, they're like, I know exactly right now.
That's how you know it's authentic and we're like BSing you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just, those are the guys over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to talk about that. How did you guys make the conscious effort to want to become a tag team out here? Because, you know, a lot of people in wrestling, I've learned, are selfish. Nobody wants to, you don't want somebody else to get a shine. You're in a match, you're like, yo, I need all the shine myself.
Oh, yeah.
What was the conscious effort from the beginning to kind of be like, nah, if we do this thing together, we might be able to soar even higher?
For me, and I'll let Lion tell his side as well. Mm. For me, when I wanted to be a pro wrestler, I didn't picture myself as WWE champion. I pictured myself as WWE tag team champion. Mm. I always wanted to be in a tag team from young. I just feel like I felt like from younger, the storytelling version of my head was like, wow, if you're in a tag team, you're teaming up with your best friend and you're doing this with your best friend.
Right.
And then you grow up and you realize that's not the case all the time. So now when I got to Hog, I joined with my best friend, and we were the tag team. And then he left, and I was the singles wrestler. And I turned to Lion for one time only, and I was like, hey, man, like, we should team up just this one time. We're not doing nothing. We got nothing going on, and maybe we might open some eyes. And we teamed up that one time, and it was honestly just magic. I say it all the time, and I feel like I sound like a record player now, but it's honestly the best thing that ever happened. And I think because I had the mindset already of like, a tag team can only be as good if both of them are in it together in every aspect, not just in ring, but out the ring. Like, I said it multiple times, Lion is my road wife. He knows everything about me. He holds me down. He holds me down when I'm not mentally there. Like, that's what he's there for, and I love him for it.
That's fantastic.
And vice versa, of course. Like, it goes hand in hand. It goes both ways. You know?
The sounds of New York City traffic.
Right.
This is car horns.
It's authentic. It's authentic.
It is.
Absolutely. They are a New York tag team.
I think I faintly heard like some Tim Boots stepping in the background back there. I don't know.
They say if you listen, okay. They say if you listen closely enough, you can still hear people saying,
"Yeah." Oh my god,
I love it.
Yeah, that's it. So that is, you know, kind of like what Reg was leaning into. It's, you know, it's not like there's the selfish side of wrestling, but then there's also like it's just, you know, it's hard enough to also be a singles wrestler,
right,
and wrestling independent, and, you know, like making different cities and, you know, traveling just on one person, like the, you know, the expense and everything of traveling one person. So, you know, obviously you said, you know, tag team wrestling has kind of always been your desire. And was that the same for you too, Jay?
Not really, but I actually always loved tag team wrestling. I just, independent wrestling gave me more of a love of tag team wrestling because, you know, and that's not disrespect to a lot of singles wrestlers, but when we came into indies, we had amazing tag teams around us. Like, we had.
I know who he was going to say, though.
let's play the new
one. It's when he's supposed to tag in your passes where partners come in.
I know what he's going to say. He was definitely going to say we had a lot of amazing tag teams around us. Like, we had we trained with Private Party before they got signed. So we was training with them. And Santana and Ortiz were a huge presence because they were hog regulars. Mm-hmm. And just watching their growth specifically, that's what made us really like, wow, like this tag team thing is special. And they showed that, like, if you really know Private Party, you really know Santana and Ortiz, you know that they are tag team wrestling. Like, that's just what it is. Like, their work speaks for itself.
Santana and Ortiz, please. Work it out, brothers. Please, please, Santana and Ortiz. I want to talk more about Hog Wrestling specifically, because as people know, if you've ever seen this podcast, my favorite independent wrestler of all time, the reason that I do this podcast is because one night, very, very late, I discovered a match between The Amazing Red and Brian XL in CZW. They were outside. I remember it so, so distinctively. Seeing Red hit the Red Star Press, seeing him hit that Phoenix Splash, like, my whole life changed that day. And now you guys, one of your the last big, huge match that you guys had was in a tag match against Amazing Red and Brian XL. It's crazy how still after all these years, both these guys are still active.
Yeah.
And but more important than that, that they created this great place for all you guys to, you know, create these great wrestling moments. How is it to be able to work alongside and learn alongside Amazing Red and Brian XL?
Honest to God, if I didn't have those two, if I didn't learn from them, I don't think any of you guys would be seeing the Midas Black that you guys get today. I honestly think I'd probably be one of those wrestlers, and this is not a shot at anyone, we just have wrestlers like this that you know, think they know everything, when in reality they're just too stubborn to fix their own ways. And I'm grateful that they gave me the tools to be the wrestler that I am today. Like, there's no other learning tree like that, like them. And it's not for everyone. Like, everyone has their own training style. Everyone has their own style that they can deal with. But those two, for me, they've made me prepared for whatever I'm ready for in wrestling.
Yeah, and also, shout out to Xavier, John Xavier.
Yes.
He's another one. Just made us into animals. Like, I think it's so different. Like, we got three completely different psychologies. I think Brian really teaches us the business side of professional wrestling. Red makes us crisp and everything in the ring with the IQ and psychology. But man, Xavier taught us how to be like, just have grit
and tough.
Like, he put us through stuff that I never even thought we would survive. And like, hot as hell, right? Like the old hog school Saturday mornings, it was hot. Maybe like it felt like 130 in the dojo. And we're just doing Japan style workouts till we like practically throw up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, those three men right there. I really don't know where we would be as a team without them.
It's fantastic.
That's from New York too.
Yeah. Speaking of Brian XL and the Amazing Red, current GCW tag champions?
There's some debate, I think. I think there's a little bit of debate.
Look at the eye. Alive. Roll. Look at the eye roll.
Yeah. Well, we know you want the hog belts back from them too, most assuredly. Any plans on when you want to try to take those?
Oh, we already got everything set up. We just announced a match August. Help me line. I believe August 18th.
Oh.
And that will be in a steel cage match.
Hey.
Against Amazing Red and Brian XL.
The Bookers.
And we will be taking our titles back because this is our real chance. This is it.
That's okay. Gonna be hard.
I'm looking forward. That's gonna be dope. Steel cage match.
Yeah. Big deal. This has been a lot of build up to this match.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
How has it been for, you know, kind of getting out of Hog, kind of expanding? I think in the last 8-9 months, you guys have expanded to some other regions, some other promotions, and really started to, you know, put the main event. Yes, yeah, C4 Wrestling, put the main event flag down in different promotion. How has it been traveling with your guys' tag team act?
I feel like it's funny. I feel like when we first started, we already kind of like ended up branching out at Hog because we didn't first have our first wrestling match at Hog. We had our first wrestling match outside. Mm-hmm. And we didn't get booked on a House of Glory show maybe until like a year and a half that we were in. So like we really started everything outside of Hog already. And then, but we were still within Hog. Like it was no love lost. It was just more of a like, you know what? We feel like we can do our thing respectfully without disrespecting the brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's the difference between a lot of places and their students and whatever. That there has to be a mutual respect between you and your trainer when you go out and say, I'm gonna just have a match anyway. Mm-hmm. And we're very big on like representing our trainer. If we mess up, that's on Red's eyes. That falls on his back. So I would say, as far as like branching out to get back to your main point, it's nothing new to us. Just because we've been doing it since the beginning, it's now that the proper places and I guess the right places with the right eyes are starting to reach out, and it's more of a like, okay. The time is now here. This is everything we've worked for, everything we've been working towards, all this traveling to busting our asses and all these smaller places. This is where we want to be. So it's nothing new. We're training. We're ready for it. So it's been a blessing, to be honest, to be in all these places.
As coming out of the pandemic, did that really like kind of amplify things? Because I noticed when I was doing some research on you guys this week, I was like, the like pre 2021.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's like you've been to a few promotions, but like
pandemic
after 2021, it's like you guys in like 1 year like almost tripled the amount of promotions you wrestled for.
Pandemic was the greatest worst thing to ever happen. Literally, like for guys like us in that time where wrestling was taken away from everyone, and you had all these people that were, you know, prominent names in indie wrestling or in wrestling period, and then we all know what happened in that time period and stuff, and people started leaving And it was like, wow, like, look at all these open opportunities whenever wrestling comes back. And then for someone like us, where you, are you scared of COVID? Of course I'm scared of COVID. I don't know what it is, but I'm not going to stop it from letting me live my life either. This is my dream. Mm-hmm. This was his dream. And we had that conversation like, hey, man, when wrestling opens up, are we going or are we just going to stay with everyone else? And he was like, I'm down. And that was it. We had nothing to lose. So coming out of COVID and all these opportunities are open. And then it's like, oh, you guys are a real tag team. You guys aren't just put together. Oh, I yep. think I think I have something for you guys. You guys love tag team wrestling. And then not only do we come in and you know, have a tag team match, but we try to lead by example. We give, you know, we try to help build whatever division we're in for whatever company we're in. Where you're not just going to get two people that just here's your match and here's your pay. Mm-hmm. You're going to get two people that care about everything from top to bottom about this company because we're part of this company now.
Is that kind of around the time too that you made the trips down to Jacksonville for Dark?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that was right. The prominent glory days of COVID.
Yeah. All right. Oh, hey, look how the fearlessness paid off, though.
It definitely did, and Dark was another, you know, blessing. Just to, you know, we went and had that loop and. We didn't expect anything. We expected one match, and then turns out we had four matches, and the four matches we ended up being in the ring with four prominent tag teams mm-hmm. of the AEW division, not only the AEW division, but, you know, currently today. Yeah. And we wrestled Jungle Boy, Dark Order, FTR.
FTR, yeah, no big deal. No big deal.
And SCU, and SCU and FTR. Specifically for us was the ones that was like, you know what, maybe you guys have something here.
Yeah,
like maybe this wrestling thing will work out for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Was that Daniels and Kazarian SC?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Or was it Scorpio? Yes. And Kazarian? Daniels? Oh, wow, Daniels and Kazarian too. Wow, what a
yes.
Fallen angels.
Yeah, it's like if you can hang with these tag teams, then you can really do it. And y'all were in there like this was just another day at the office.
It felt like that when we were in the ring.
Yeah.
But when, you know, backstage, everything, I told Lyon, I was like, hey, bro, we have another match today. And he's like, oh, again, two. And I'm like, FTR. And he goes, okay, you're joking. And I'm like, I'm so serious. And he's like, yeah, okay, like, joke's over, you can stop. And I'm like, all right, when you go to that board and you see names, and then he goes to the board and he's like, holy bro. And I'm like, I know. But everything there was a blessing, from the in-ring to the out the ring to just being backstage as an extra. Mm-hmm. And learning, because I learned so much on that loop. And Lion learned so much on that loop, and it's actually stood with us to this day. Like, even if we haven't been on Dark since, those lessons stayed.
Right.
And whatever you guys are getting from us, those are the lessons that we've learned. What? So it's just, now it's just a matter of keep on going, and that's about it.
Well, it's
hard.
Yeah, you know, the matches are getting bigger, the opponents are getting bigger, the stakes are getting bigger, the title shots are starting to come around now too. It's a steel cage match. That's still gonna be crazy.
Just a chance to prove ourselves even more.
That's it. So you know, earlier we were kind of mentioning you know, it's hard. You know, it's hard enough being a singles wrestler, let alone forging ahead as a tag team. What is, you know, for the listeners who are maybe not so in touch with the logistics outside of the ring of being an independent wrestling tag team. Like, what does being a tag team make easier, and also what becomes like infinitely harder?
Lion, are you there?
Yeah, I'm hoping I don't get cut out.
If you get cut out, I'll take over.
Yeah.
I'll let you go.
I think with the harder stuff, I think people really take for granted the talent that we have individually.
Mm.
Because little do people know, I could work singles matches, and so can he. And we could put on bangers with, like, the best people, because, I mean, the best tag teams are also great singles wrestlers.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? And that's just something that a lot of promoters haven't really taken advantage of, because they just see such a package deal with us, which I'm 100% grateful for. But that's one really big obstacle. If one of us gets injured, unless we really, really, like, show out, like, the chances of the other getting booked is really tough. Mm-hmm. And that's because you're just categorized on this one category. You know what I'm saying? But that's not the case. And there's plenty of people who can, like, prove that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The hard parts. I just think the hard part is just when you have those days.
Mm-hmm.
And you have those days where, like, you know, there's times where Lion and I are talking 24/7, and then there's just those days where we just don't have the mental capacity to not only deal with each other, but deal with people in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the toughest part is just remembering to energize yourself and just, you know, push through sometimes. But again, I'm super grateful just to have the support system I have, and the support system, like, vice versa for him. But I think the mental struggles is the toughest parts about all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like anything physical I've learned at this point, like, is gonna pass. And it passes faster than the mental.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny, because you know when you're gonna heal. Like, you know, the amount of times you get banged up. Like, I could tell you how many bruised knees I've had, and I know exactly it's gonna take 2 or 3 days. And I'll shake it off, and by Friday and Saturday, or Thursday even, I'm good to wrestle. Because, man, I'll be bruised up, we'll be banged up, and we'll just go to training. And that's also another thing that independent wrestlers don't do. Like, yo, go to training. I literally, when we're done here, like, I'm going inside, and I'm going to go, like, you know, in my dojo and do my thing. Because I need to. Like, we need to keep our bodies strong, you know what I mean? Like, the mental is really, like he said, the hardest part. Like, it's the hardest part.
I just got to pop a chat message up here that we got, but saw these guys for the first time at C4 a few weeks ago and loved it. So much fun. Can't wait to see them perform again. And that was from Erica. Thank you, Erica.
Yeah, I love C4, man. I love C4 so much. Like, so, so much.
That makes my Maple Canadian heart very warm and fuzzy to hear that. C4 is... Well, we love C4 here. We talk about them plenty. Mark's been on the show here. We had him on for their anniversary. So
The last time our last Canada loop was actually our favorite time in Canada.
Yeah, it really was.
It was like literally the best, like from in and out the ring, just the experience this time around. This was probably like our third time there.
At C4, this is like our fourth time,
yeah. Mm. And from the man to C4 to Smash for 2 days, like the crowd, that crowd made me remember that, oh, there are fans that just love wrestling for wrestling.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing to still see.
Yeah. Speaking from a Canadian standpoint, you know, obviously it's really hard for our wrestlers to get into America. Yeah. So anytime, you know, generally we're going to get, you know, like a recognized name or team from the US coming up here, we always, like, it's great because it's like, this will be like, you know, a fresh matchup that I haven't got to see really because our guys aren't really getting over to the States because of the visa stuff and not wanting to get, like, you know, pinched for illegally entering. And then, you know, so to kind of get fresh matchups, we either need new wrestlers to continually be coming up all the time, constantly, or, you know, we need promoters to be bringing teams like the Main Event up here, which you got to wrestle probably Canada's most notorious and highest regarded tag team, TDT.
Oh, so such a good team, man.
Love them so much.
Such a good team.
They are the they're what I consider, like, they're my favorite tag team, like, especially coming out of Canada. But, like, I feel like there's so many people's favorite team that they just don't know it yet because they haven't got a chance to see them.
They were the match we wanted, like, when we first got to Canada.
Nice.
And they were known, and I was like, when we started making our name, I was like, these are clearly the guys that we need to be in the ring with one day.
Let's just be real. They're fucking men. Sorry for cursing. They are men. They're big and strong. Like, dude. I mean, it says it. The F word is in their name. In front of me. That is crazy to me when I look that up.
And they need to be in the States more. They definitely, they're a team that should be everywhere in the States. 100%.
I couldn't agree with you more. I have like a mental list of TDT dream matches that I need to see happen sometime soon.
Gotta put them out there, big dog. Gotta put them out there.
Yeah. I know.
Manifest it.
I got it. Yeah. No. But I trust they're all gonna happen one day. I don't know. It's a matter of time, I'm sure. There's a lot of guys up here. You've seen it. You've been up here. You did Demand and all that.
Yep.
You know what's going on in Canada.
Yeah, we got a lot of hidden talent out there.
Yeah, we got that crazy maple syrup energy going on up here.
Mm-hmm. It's right, good energy.
Yeah, big maple energy. We talked about the hard parts, but like, some stuff's got to get a little easier though when there's two of you, right? Like, I'm talking specifically outside of the ring because, like, you know, but.
100%. I think the easy part is knowing that, because me personally, I'm starting to get tired of the traveling, which is it could be a bad thing to say, but, like, you know, I think I'm allowed to feel this way after 6 or 7 years or so.
Definitely.
So, you know, traveling is just taking its toll a little bit more for me now. But what makes it easy is knowing that I have Lion right there with me. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just go, and it's always a fun time. What else comes easy with this now, Lion? Like, I feel like now when we post it as a question, nothing's coming to me, but there are so many things that are easier now.
The tag team?
Yeah, like outside the ring. Like, what's easy now that wasn't maybe as easy a couple years ago?
I think talking to promoters, because
definitely
a name, and we have way more confidence. So, like, if I feel a little weird about something, I'm gonna go to promoter, because at the end of the day, we're trying to enhance their show, and we may have a perspective and an idea that the promoter didn't even think about, because realistically they're not pro wrestlers, and that's okay. Right. You know what I mean? That's what we're here for, to enhance your show.
This is true. That was definitely a tough part back in the day, like, just, you know, being afraid of, you know, speaking out, and then, oh, I lost my spot, and now it's like we don't, I'm not gonna say we don't care about losing our spot, because I think everyone cares about their job. Mm-hmm. But if we're not afraid to speak up if something's wrong, and we're not afraid to speak up if, like, we feel like it jeopardizes our character or integrity. So definitely that's something that's easier now.
Super dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, and this isn't it's not coming from a place of cockiness, but one promoter doesn't love us or doesn't love the way we work and doesn't love our dedication, like, somebody else will. Like, we're not everybody's flavor of ice cream, but, like, a lot of people like chocolate, you know what I mean? Like, or vanilla, and that's fine. It also doesn't mean that the door is always closed, because good business is good business at the end of the day.
The confidence has also gotten easier. Mm-hmm. The confidence. I think that's the key. Because I think even I watch older matches of us maybe 2 years back, and I'm like, two totally different people now. Like, and that just comes with, you know, knowing your craft and knowing your work and knowing who you are. Like, I think that's become the easiest part now. We know, we found out who we are. We know who we are. Mm-hmm. That's probably one of the easiest things now.
I would, you know, not that I'm, like, in much of a position to know anything, because I don't do this for a living.
Oh,
but
he died.
Oh, no, that's Jay. Oh, my God.
Damn it.
It's all right.
It happens.
Tag me in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's okay. Now that he's not here, this is where we talk all the shit about him. Come on.
This is my big break. Oh, man.
I heard you.
Damn, there goes my single run.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Sorry, God. I figured if I restarted it, maybe it would stay.
You actually sound better.
You did.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah. I was like, let me just restart it. Cool. Thank God. Sorry, guys. My service was garbage. Hot garbage.
No, it's all good.
It's okay.
Oh, I was about to drop the jewels.
Oh, man. He's about to bury me.
Yeah. Hey, so you guys, of course, we're talking to the main event in not just independent wrestling, but a lot of wrestling in general. A lot of people don't have characters or, you know, something that they could clinch onto. If you ask a person their favorite wrestler and then you say, well, what is their character? 95% of people will be like, he's a really good wrestler, but you guys have, like, something to bite onto, something for people to remember after the show. How is it to be able to use your character and differentiate? Did you think that was going to help you guys in a land of so many tag teams that you guys do have, characters attached to it?
100%. I think one of the lessons that we learned early on, like when I was first training and trying to figure out a character, because God knows I had awful character creations.
Oh, they were really bad.
And
he deserved it, so I could tell them.
Go ahead, Jay. Yeah.
Glad the service is back.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Listen. They were just bad, like really cringeworthy. And I know the number one thing that I learned heavy on was you need to have something that people could just say, oh, he's this.
Yes.
Not he's this because of that, because of this. And I was like, okay. And lion was easy. What is he? He's a lion.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, well, what am I? And then when we put this circus thing together, it was like, oh, he's the ringleader.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, was able to grow. But I think that's...
be whipping me, and that would have been really dark.
Yeah, no, oh, it would have took a different turn. This would have been a different tag team.
Oh,
yeah.
That was like literally the one time only, our debut, I came out with like a whip, and I was like, I'm going to whip you, bro.
It was like all right. I was like, ah.
Wild thing for somebody to say, I'm going to whip you, bro. Like, wait, what?
What?
God, awful things. Awful things.
Bro, he whipped but, like, told me. Like, I would funny.
But I character we knew that was what was gonna help us, because every time we was watching, you know, these matches live at indie shows when we're not wrestling, I would see, all the reactions go to the characters. And the match wasn't anything special. But those were the memorable pieces, and those are the over people. And they're not the best wrestlers, but they're the best characters. And that's what's going to keep your job. And now I'm also seeing these characters work smart. These characters working very smart. And I'm like, oh, that's a whole nother IQ of wrestling that I want to unlock. Because it's very nice to, you know, when you can go, you can go. And that's a blessing. But when you can work smart, you can work smart. And that's also a blessing. So characters, 100%, they're needed. And not everyone needs to be a character. Not everyone needs to have this, you know, comedic character. When people look at us, they think we're a comedic tag team. And that's all fine and dandy. We can be comedic, but we can also go. And that was what we wanted to show people, that, you know, you can be a character, but you can also go when you need to and shut people up at the same time. But... yeah, and I mean that with all the, you know, it sounds like a chip on the soldier chip on the shoulder, but that's just what we dealt with, you know. Year one was a lot of I've never seen these guys before who are a circus guy. I'm a point and laugh, and then by the end of the match, it's like, oh, I actually think I like these guys, and you know, I think we're the definition of, you know, don't judge a book by its cover.
I can safely say, the first time I saw you guys, I didn't think so much like comedy, but I was like, it just more stuck out to me immediately. I'm like, oh, that's like a recognizable thing that I can attach to. It's like, they're the guys who do the circus thing. But then the way you've also, you know, managed to craft an entire offense kind of playing off of that as well with, you know, the Ring of Fire suicide dive and stuff like that. It's good hooks. It's
wrestling's a circus, man.
It is.
It's literally is what it is. Yeah. So, you know, the fact that we're able to also take this circus characters together and move it forward, because it was hard at first and it's still hard sometimes. But like the number one thing, I was like, there's not a lot of successful circus-y wrestling stuff to really look back on. The only, to me, and you know, I could be wrong, so shoot me, but like, Doink is the only one that stands out.
That's the only thing I was thinking of right now. Yeah. Like, Doink?
It might be recency bias from like watching Dark Side last night, but yeah, that's pretty.
I think someone else that had like a solid like little play on it was like Crazy Steve. But
or the Vaudevillains. The Vaudevillains had a decent
Vaudevillains.
Vaudevillains are more carny.
Yeah,
there's a difference between circus and carny.
True.
So I feel like you know, the flops like Kazarni, and you know, all due respect to these people, like visually aesthetically pleasing. But where did it go from there? And I think that was our biggest problem. Like if we do this circus thing, how can we take this and make it progress, because everywhere in wrestling has shown that it just has this ceiling plateau. And we wanted to just show that, you know, we can try to push that as much as we can.
Speaking of pushing it, you ever going to light the hoop on fire?
Everyone
for real? I'll tell you this.
If it's ever the right place, right time, and the right situation, I think we would. I've spoken to Lion about this because he's the one jumping through the hoop, not me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, true. you just got to light it and hold it. He's got to actually,
He has expressed to me that he is open to it. Just about, you know, right situation and stuff. Because
money.
Also situation.
Not even money, of course, but like it just, you know, we like to make our stuff mean something.
Yeah.
True.
So it gotta be something meaningful.
That's a respectable opinion, especially on the independent scene, where not necessarily everybody's holding off on their best shit for right moment. It's very much like
they're like, this Saturday I'm gonna put it all on the line. Who cares?
We have so much stuff in our back pocket that we haven't even like brought out yet, and it's just because right situation, right time. We have stuff 3 years 3 years that we haven't done. And I'm like, all right, right time will come.
Something I enjoy about the modern indie landscape of things being, you know, streaming and like readily accessible, is getting weekly stuff like Wrestling Open, where you've actually been able to, you know, as, like you're saying, there's stuff that you guys have been holding off on. You can see bits of it, like every now and then, you know, at Wrestling Open, it's like they weren't doing that like 6 months ago, or you know,
is such a great platform and product. Like, just to, that's really, I feel like, also where we got to really hit the gears and get grinding and moving. Because you know, when you're having a 5 minute match and people are like, oh my god, I can't do anything in 5 minutes, Wrestling Open teaches you, oh no, you can actually do these things in 5 to 8 minutes without having to go overboard. And it taught us.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How to work this style, and now we're getting the same, you know, the fans that are live, they're there every week. So how can we throw them off? How can we not exhaust ourselves or like oversaturate ourselves to them?
It also taught us how to be kind of like not married to just the hoop, because there was once upon a time we did the Ring of Fire every match, and now we don't really have to. We kind of found ways around it where, like, I've heard people ask, like, what happened to the hoop, right? But what's crazier is that their response is, it's crazy, I didn't realize I didn't get the hoop until the end of the match. And they enjoyed the whole contest without needing the Ring of Fire. And if we don't have the Ring of Fire, we do the tightrope moonsault. Like, you know, there are other tricks and other things. We might not even do the Ring of Fire to the outside. We might do it in the ring, from outside to in the ring. We might throw it through a door or something, like, you know what I mean? I might go through it to cannonball onto somebody through a door. Like, there's so many possibilities with that one thing.
Wrestling Open's such a good place because it pushes you past your comfort zone. So it's like, you know, there you're gonna step out of your comfort zone, and it's either gonna make you a better wrestler or it's gonna show you, like, wow, I have a little bit more work to do, and that's okay too. You know, we stepped out our comfort zone and we became heels out there. And that was something that a lot of people didn't even see coming. And then, let alone, we went a full year and a half just on this little nice heel run. And everyone was like, God, I didn't think I could hate you guys, but I actually do. Or, like, I miss cheering you guys. And I'm like, well, get used to it, bud, because
it's what we are.
But it's been nice to just be able to play around and also find ourselves more at Wrestling Open because of all of this that they're giving us. So very
good for that. Them reps, huh? Those reps are super important, right?
Reps are super important.
I think the biggest thing I learned from that Wrestling Open stint is that you can really build something on the independence and have a big payoff.
Right.
And I think that's also what we have with this cage match with Brian and Red, is that, like, people do want to see stories. People want to feel like the GIF days of wrestling died in 2020 when there was no more wrestling. Now it's like people were bored at home. They had, you know, places like Camp Leapfrog or GCW, and those are the only things to tune into aside from Monday Night Raw and AEW, and everything was more story based, and we were really grasping people's attention that way.
Didn't matter if the story was good or not, people were paying attention.
Right.
People knew every aspect of the story, whether it was the lower tier story or the higher tier story. Like, and that's when we realized, okay, people want story. Like, they don't care about the wrestling. Like, you should still be a good wrestler. You should know how to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
Know how to really take these fans on a ride. And we're not the greatest storytellers, but we definitely try our best, and we definitely go, I say the extra mile just to make sure a story is good. Like, we'll make sure everything we do is for the people. We don't do things for us. We don't do things for our ego. We don't do things because it's like, oh, this will make the main event look great. It's like, no, we have a pulse on what fans in specific companies like, and we know that this is what they want to see. And, you know, it doesn't matter. I'll do whatever for the story. I'll do whatever for the people. That's always how it should be.
Like, lose like wrestlers should in any place. I don't know why this losing thing has gotten so deep into pro wrestling these days. It's
don't
annoying.
Get me started. Don't get me started.
It's such a huge wall. It's such a huge wall, and it's annoying. Like, you know.
And I granted, like, sometimes, yeah, it don't make sense for your character. Then you have a point, but, like, most people don't have a point.
Yeah, exactly. Some people do have a point, but most of them don't have a point.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever run into any issues because there was another tag team on the independents called the main event also?
I wouldn't say issues. First off, those are our boys.
Yeah,
love,
of course.
Love them to death.
Right.
I think it was just confusion.
Confusion.
You know, fan bases tagging other people. You know, we're getting tagged by our fan base, like, oh, you guys got imposters, and they're getting tagged with the same thing. And then, like, when we reached out, we just had a good old laugh about it,
right? Of course,
you know, like, I think they had the name like 2 weeks before we debuted.
Oh, shit!
So, like,
oh, no,
we didn't know them, and they didn't know us. And we are two completely different main events for different reasons.
Yeah, so different.
And I think that's the beauty of it. I call it like the multiverse of main events. But I think it was just confusion, and now I think there's a understanding that they, because we haven't run into that problem in a couple of years.
Yeah, recently it's been a lot better.
But I think you know, we even got to have a match with them, and it was the main event versus the main event in the main event, and it was great.
Like, yeah, it's on YouTube, Pizza Party's YouTube. Shout out to Pizza Party Wrestling.
Yes,
Pizza Party for Wrestling.
It was just so fun to even put that match together with, you know, the promos, and they, like, the way we set it up was like, you know, I was like, maybe they should just announce the match by tagging them in our post, like, and they just get mad, like, you know, we're gonna show up because I'm so tired of this.
And it was cool, yeah, it was fun.
And Duke and Gannon, you know, shout outs to them. Shout outs to Duke. Love you, Duke. Love you, Gannon.
Good dudes, right. Really good dudes.
Very great dudes.
We gotta steer things a little kind of off to the side, because I'm remembering now a little conversation, like when I was setting all this up with you, Midas. I was having some difficulties tagging Jay in a post about the show, and it turned into us both going, "Man, social media! If it wasn't for having like." If it wasn't for having a business, like, if I didn't have a podcast to promote, I feel like I wouldn't even be using it.
No, bro, and, I hate social media so much. Worst. Like, first off, and this is just because I'm here. So, like, I scroll through Twitter, and I don't scroll, like, just boredom. This is what most people's social media, boredom. And, like, I'll just see, for me, I hate Twitter just because it's so toxic. And I'm just like, I don't know what I'm going to get today.
Right.
And like, there's times, like, even Reg, I see you on the feed, and then I'm like, what's going on?
That's the same thing I think too when I get on there. I'm like, what is going on here? What did I do?
Every
I like tweet something and run away, and then I go back, and it's like fire, destruction. I'm like, I was just, it's a joke, guys. Relax.
With every week that passes, Reg, like, spends more time becoming the main character of wrestling.
I don't want this.
No, you know, like, that's the thing. You never want to be the main character on Twitter. You don't want to be the main character. No, that's
like,
it.
For me, if it's like you said, if I didn't have, and I was on social media, like, before wrestling, I was on social media for my own personal reasons. Now I don't even think I would be on it for that. Like,
right.
I'm just so mentally, it's just mentally exhausting.
It's draining.
When people want to talk about the mentally drain, is social media is mentally draining. And I'm not, I don't spend 24/7 on social media. I only use it to talk to my friends, really. And I post because I have to post for my job. Mm-hmm. Other than that, like, I really try to stay away from it because I just feel like it's social media is just promoting more negative than positive. I love when I find my positive videos. And I'm like, why can't I get more videos like this? Because everything's just so negative. Everything. Yeah. And everyone has something, their 2 cents to add when no one asks for their 2 cents. Like,
And it also gets really hard when you see other people's successes and it may be a bad day. And your life may be good and everything's fine, but it's just still that bad day. You always got to constantly remind yourself that, like, people are just showing, you know, showing off on social media. You know what I mean? It's a popularity contest. So it's just best to just kind of like put the phone down and just live your life happily, like your way on your terms and everything, you know?
Yeah. The number one thing I'm starting to remember and remind myself is that I used to treat wrestling, and this is not going to diminish my work, but I used to treat wrestling like it was my life. Mm-hmm. And this is the year I told myself, wrestling is not your life. It's a part of your life. Mm-hmm. And you need to show your love outside of wrestling to yourself the same way you show your love to yourself in wrestling.
That's real.
So, you know, I feel like a lot of not only wrestlers, but people just need to remember, like, we're all human. And, you know, we all go through things. And doesn't mean that you're not awesome. Doesn't mean that at all. So I know that's just, I just feel like that's where social media takes, it could take you because of all the things that it's giving you. Your algorithm is giving you these things. So, you know, social media is weird, man.
Do you feel like disconnecting from it has led to like a different perspective or enjoyment of wrestling with like not seeing so much like, you know, feedback from people on, you know, what they thought of their of your match or what they thought of this or what they 100%. Thought of that? Like, 100%. you're not dealing with all those unnecessary opinions?
100%. I actually just did like a social media purge on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it's just like I don't care about follower counts and all that, but like I'm big on, like, you know, if I haven't spoken to you in a while or, you know, there's not just mutual love there, like, you know, it's okay to peace out and it doesn't mean that there's issues. So I feel like, you know, I've unfollowed a lot of, like, you know, wrestling pages, podcast pages that, you know, just is wrestling in your face 24/7. Here it is, here it is, here it is. And it's always like met with like, oh, some rumor or some, like, I don't care about wrestling rumors anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't care because we will never know the story.
No.
So just leave it at that. Just enjoy what you like and don't be a dick about it. Because that's just where wrestling fans are right now. Like, you can't enjoy anything. And
let's embroider that on a pillow. Oh my god. That oh shit.
There he is.
Whoa.
And this is not all wrestling fans, so I don't want it to get twisted. But no. Like, we do have those fans that ruin it for others. And I feel like I had a lot of pages that had that type of fan base. And I was like, yeah, let's unfollow all of this just to give myself some, you know, vibrations. Mm-hmm. Good vibrations. And I feel like, you know, it's okay to do so.
A wild lion has appeared.
Hi, bud.
Still experiencing technical issues, but that is him. To know that it was really him behind that.
You're muted. You're muted. Unmute yourself.
Oh, here, hang on. I think I can just unmute him manually. No, I can't. Okay. However, you muted yourself.
You muted yourself.
It's like he's super kayfabe. Lions can't talk.
It's all good.
No, I taught him how. It's okay.
Aha, aha, aha.
Rosetta Stone. It worked.
Oh my god.
What are some of your guys' kind of immediate summer plans? I know you guys got the big match coming up. Again, August 18th, Hog Wrestling cage match against the Bookers for the Hog Tag Team Championships. What are some other immediate kind of goals do you guys have? And what are some future goals you guys have?
Immediate goals? I definitely get those House of Glory tag titles back.
Mm-hmm.
I think immediate goals is just to keep doing what we're doing.
Keep grinding
mm-hmm. and trust the process. And future goals, it's just to, I just want to be in the ring with the best, you know, like we've gotten a lot out of our tag team run so far.
Mm-hmm.
And, the names that we've stepped in the ring with is some of tag team's finest.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I feel like the goal I want is when people see us, they see tag team wrestling and it's like undisputed. Like, these are the guys. I don't need a PWI ranking to tell that these are the guys. I don't need to and no, you know, no, this is
I'm just, like, hey, I'm here.
No. No, this is me just speaking freely because
he said, fuck your list.
No, not only.
Man,
not
come even. On.
Me personally, when I came into wrestling, I never wanted to be that guy that was defined by accolades or list.
Totally.
So that's where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. I was grateful for my spot in the PWI. Let's not get it mm-hmm. twisted.
Mm-hmm.
But I also just want to be known as, you know, this is tag team wrestling.
Right.
And when I see these guys, that's how I feel. I don't want a list. I want you to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the goal, to just keep pushing and establish our place in wrestling, because we already feel like we're the best, and some people feel like that too, and others don't, and that's okay. But we're going to do our best to show you why we are the best. And, you know, we've been in the ring with Motor City. We've been in the ring with the Briscoes. We've been in the ring with the Rascals. And between Motor City and the Briscoes, and even Red and Brian, like, they are the ones that reminded us that you guys are tag team wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are doing it. Especially the Briscoes. Like, they really gave us that stamp of approval. And, the confidence, any confidence you see from us came from them
mm-hmm.
because they were the ones that told us, fuck everything else. Excuse my language, because this is the most I've ever cursed in a podcast. And that's just how, you know, this is how authentic I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they were the ones that told us, like, you guys are doing the things that we did when we were your age. You guys are making the rounds. You guys are doing the right things, which means that you're in the right places and you're in the right company to be in. So they really let us know that, no, you guys deserve to be where you are in tag team wrestling. So that is definitely the goals.
That's dope, man. Rest in peace to Jay Briscoe, of course, yes, as always,
100%.
Man.
100%.
Big time. Jay, are you here? Can you hear us now?
No, he muted himself. Oh. He doesn't want to be a part of this anymore.
Oh, okay. He's full muted. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Well, we'll assume that Jay's goals are, you know, with the
along
team
those lines.
With the team cohesion there, but you spend enough time with each other. I'm sure you,
everything I'm saying, he's probably just going to piggyback off and vice versa.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, then I'm sure you wouldn't mind also letting everyone know, you know, where you can be found at, but then also where we can find Jay, since we won't 100%. Hear from him.
I'll start with Jay's first. So you can find him on Twitter and Instagram, Blazin_Lion. And you can find me on Instagram, Ringleader_Midas. And on Twitter, Ringleader_Midas.
Mm-hmm.
What about in the ring? What's coming up immediately?
Immediately, let's see, we have wrestling open tomorrow.
Yes.
Hey.
So that is the immediate. We have a show called Loud Wrestling in the Bronx. We have Beyond coming up, the water show.
Yeah.
That's what I call it.
the Watership.
And then we got House of Glory.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, how can I forget MLW on the 8th?
Oh yeah, yeah, hey. MLW. Yeah, I saw their you guys' promo on the last show. Very dope, very in depth. They're giving you guys some shine out there, which I'm very excited about.
They gave us our own special entrance. I was like, whoa, what's this? So, you know, very grateful for the opportunities that MLW has given us in such a short amount of time, mm-hmm. and I'm grateful to continue doing, you know, work there. But I would say those are the immediate shows that I can think of at this moment. Lion, are you here?
Yeah, finally.
What other shows do we have coming up besides Beyond Wrestling Open, Loud Wrestling, House of Glory, and MLW?
That's all we can announce for now. We're definitely going to be back in Canada towards the end of the month. Stay tuned.
Back in Canada towards the end of the month. All right.
Very interesting.
As a close to Toronto resident,
be on the lookout. It's gonna be some good stuff.
Fantastic. I hope any of that involves a stop in Hamilton, Ontario. But once again, Jay Lion, Ringleader Midas, thank you very, very much for joining us. It was a pleasure to have you here as our very first tag team on Indeed. Couldn't think of a better way to start things off. So thank you again for your time, Reg. Where can everyone find you at, my man?
Every Saturday you can find me on Fightful Grapsody podcast with Philip Lindsay. Later tonight you can find me on the AEW Dynamite post show with Denise on her channel. Tomorrow I'm on the Ring of Honor post show with Kate. And every Wednesday I'm here with Mike talking to the best independent wrestlers in the world on Indeed.
Absolutely. And myself, you can find me right here always every Wednesday with Reg talking independent wrestling, talking to independent wrestlers. Next week, we have Scott from West Coast Pro Wrestling.
Oh, sweet. Us. Yes.
So, he's going to be talking to us about Cruel Summer. We have Erica.
We got to get the homies out to West Coast Pro.
Yeah. Oh, hey, there we go.
It's in the works.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, excellent. I'd love to see that.
Excellent. Yes, main event on the West Coast agenda. Let's go. We have.
You know what? That's another goal. West Coast. That's another goal.
Just to get on. Now we're about to make that happen. I'm talking to Scott next week on the show.
And then coming up after that, we also have Erica from IWS joining us to talk about IWS premiering on Fight TV, and then Val Capone's going to be joining us the week after that. So going to be great to talk to her. And myself, just pay attention to my Twitter. I'm making a couple of appearances on Love Wrestling this weekend. I'm doing a double shift with them on Sunday for a couple shows. And other than that, just talking with Reg. So thanks again for spending some time with us this Wednesday. Thank you again, Main Event, for joining us.
Appreciate y'all.
Peace and love, everybody. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.